U.S. attack on the Iranian consulate on foreign soil and the detention of the diplomats for 910 days, and the way the American justice system treated Iranians like Humam Hoshyar clearly shows how the U.S. plans to alienate all Iranians living inside or outside Iran. And in line with that policy, the U.S. government has incarcerated many Iranians.
الان که 18 سال از این قضیه گذشته و ما به هر اون مرکزی که به فکرمون میرسید بتونه به ما کمکی بکنه در این قضیه مراجعه کردیم.
قرار بر صادر کرده که این به بچه اون خانوم که قبلا بوده کتک زده، دست زده.
با توجه به اینکه برادر من از دادگاه تقاضا میکنه که یه پزشک تایید کنه که آیا اتفاقی اذیت روحی، روانی، جسمی، هر اون چیزی که حالا مورد نظر اینا بوده واقع شده یا خیر، ولی متاسفانه این کار انجام نمیشه. من نمیدونم چرا.
یه دفعه گفتن که 30 تا 60 سال زندونی.
When I and my wife decided to take a trip to France for spending our New Year holiday.
I'm repeating her words. Insulted her. They called her terrorist, Muslim, Iranian, bad woman. And I think that because she's an Iranian, because she's a Muslim, they use bad words.
They took me to shoot. I will tell you, it was one of the most horrible experiences that I had in the prison. Because basically, Shu is the places for the very, very violent people.
I will never forget the moment when we arrived in Charles de Gaulle Airport in France. It was really terrible. It was quite terrible.
I think why our mother is there, because she's still innocent, is one of the reasons is the problems between America and Iran.
چرا باید سمت و سوش سیاسی بشه و بحث‌های دیگری در این دادگاه مطرح بشه؟
اینا تمام مسائل گروگانگیری آمریکایی‌ها رو به میان آوردن.
متأسفانه ایشون رو به 30 تا 60 سال زندان، 30 تا 60 سال زندان برای جرمی که اصلاً ثابت نشده محکوم میکنن.
آدم باید بدون جرم این چی بوده که اینقدر براش ریخته؟ واقعاً یه قاتل رو خیلی کمتر از این براش رای صادر میکنن.
مجازات قتل نفس هم به این اندازه نیست.
میبینم بچه عزیز من اونجا نگهتشم باید برس. نمیتونم سا.
فقط به حساب اینکه ایشون ایرانی هست. شاید اگر ایرانی نبود همچه اتفاقی برای ایشون در آمریکا نمی افتاد. اینو من میتونم به قاطعیت به شما بگم. اگر غیر از این بود دلیلی وجود نداشت قاضی به مسئله گروگانگیری یا تروریست بودن ایرانی ها اشاره کنه.
بله، خود قاضی گفت ایرانی ها همه تروریستن، اینم ایرانیه. اصلا بودن ایرانی بودن این مسائل جزء این مسائل بود.
و قاضی هم در نهایت به ایشون میگه که آقای هوشیار، من کاری میکنم که شما دیگه هیچ وقت رنگ آسمون آمریکا رو به چش نبینید.
In recent years, many Iranians have fallen victim extradition to America. Under various pretexts, they've been arrested by Interpol and sent to third countries. Many have been cleared of all charges after spending time in jail. When we look at the various cases, we see a pattern emerge. It looks like the U.S. is pursuing a policy of intimidation towards Iranian nationals. Shahrzad Mir Ghali Khan, Amir Hossein Ardabili, Mahmoud Yadagari, Baktash Fattahi, and tens of other Iranians have been languishing in U.S. prisons for a long time on unfounded charges.
تو را خدا به من رحم بکنی، کمکم بکنی، تو را به اون خدایی که بالای سره. به خدا حرف زدن خودم یادم رفته، حرف نمیتونم بزنم، زبونم قاصره.
You will remember the Cairo speech from President Obama when he was, making some, advance on the Muslim world.
We will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist.
ولی متاسفانه ما 18 ساله داریم هر روز مجازات میشیم به جرم نکرده.
I will tell you why. He said that those countries who open the fist, with these countries we will shake hands. But from my analysis, the only country among the Muslim countries with a fist, or among the countries in the world with a fist, is the US.
این اقدام امریکا بدون هماهنگی با مسئولین کشور عراق، این اولا نقض حاکمیت ملی این کشور هست.
نیروهای آمریکایی در عراق حتی اجازه ندادند که خانواده دیپلمات‌های بازداشتی با این افراد یک دیداری داشته باشند، حداقل از سلامتشون و زنده بودنشون آگاه بشن.
روز سه تا موضوع اینها اصرار داشتن و به سه طریق مختلف وارد شدن. یک، زور.
فشارهایی که در اینجا می آوردن بیشتر تاکید بر این داشتن که فقط شما اعتراف کنید که شما نظامی هستید تا ما شما را آزاد کنیم، کاری به شما نداریم.
ادعای امریکا دیگه حتی مورد قبول حتی شخصیت‌های امریکایی و اعضای کنگره و سنای امریکا هم دیگه واقع نشد تا برسه به مردم عراق.
حمله کردن و تخریب کردن و بازداشت کردن و بعد ملاقات ندادن و بعد اتهام رو اعلام نکردن و اینا که در هیچ جای دنیا قابل قبول نیست.
شما در اظهار نظر آقای بارزانی به عنوان مسئول کردستان عراق صریح میگه به امریکایی ها، میگه اگر ما کوچکترین تخطی رو از این مراکز میدیدیم قبل از اینکه بخواد امریکا بگه دیگران اقدام کنند، ما به جمهوری اسلامی میگفتیم که شما بیاید ببندید، این به نفع ما نیست.
By attacking Iran's consulate in Erbil, Americans flouted international law in more ways than one. It was both a violation of the 1963 treaty and of Article 2 of the UN Charter. Furthermore, it ignored the independence of Iraq. Apart from that, the US kept the Iranian diplomats in detention for more than 2 years without trial, and even tortured them against human rights laws. And it interfered in Iran's internal affairs despite vowing not to in the Algiers Accord.
چون نمیتونستم بگن این ناکامی های ما در حقیقت در برابر ما مردم عراق و رهبران عراق هستند، چون خیلی دیگه افتضاح به بار می آمد، متوجه یک عنصر خارجی کردن و برای اینکه این رو نشون بدن اقدام کردن به دستگیری ها، حمله به سرکنسولگری، ربایش و این گونه اقدام.
مگر دولت امریکا حق داره بگه من یه قانون گذراندم تو مملکتم تحت عنوان تروریسم، بعد بر اساس بندهای این هر جور خواستم دنیا عمل کنم؟ هیچ کسی دنیا اینو قبول نکرد. حتی توجیه خود آمریکایی‌ها رو خود آمریکایی‌ها قبول نکردن، مقامات آمریکایی، مردم حقوق‌دانان آمریکایی قبول نکردن.
و بعدش هم هیچ سند و مدرکی ارائه نکردن که اینها این اقدامات غیرقانونی را انجام دادن.
آمریکایی‌ها اگر سند و مدرکی داشتن که تو بوق کرنا می‌کردن، چیزی نداشتن.
The security agreement between the U.S. and Iraq obligated the U.S. to hand over all those arrested by American forces inside Iraq to the Iraqi government. Immediately after the agreement was reached, the U.S. handed the Iranian diplomats over to Iraq. And after a meeting with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, they were taken to the Iranian embassy in Baghdad. Regardless of their title, the fact that those diplomats were held without trial and without incriminating evidence against them, they deserve compensation for their lengthy detention and the mental and physical harms done to them. Right now, there are many Iranian nationals who qualify for compensation from the American government for their unlawful detention. Majid Kakavan, Jamshid Qasemi, and Youssef Bouchouch are just some of them.
یه موردی هم که دیگه خیلی عجیبه اینه که مثلا به بعضی از دولت‌ها فشار میارن و وادارش میکنن که فلان آدم رو دستگیر کن بفرست آمریکا.
United States government invite me for governmental business to America. They gave me parole letter. They purchased ticket for me. They got me in Devilland of America from the airport. They put me in handcuffs. They took me to the prison and they started to torture me in every possible way, more especially, you know, mentally. They torture you mentally horribly.
Good morning. Welcome to our offices.
We were arrested by the police of France for some requests which had been sent by the United States. Of course, at the beginning when they arrested us, they didn't explain what had happened to us.
Well, I've seen him a few days after, but I would say that he was quite shocked.
We were transferred to the police station in the airport, and there they showed a letter they had received from the United States requesting them to arrest me on some charges, like helping the Iranian nuclear and missile industries, procurement of some components for these industries, which quite shocked me.
He didn't feel he had done anything wrong.
Diane Francois is the French lawyer who took on Majid Kakavan's extradition case. In court, she proved that the charges against her client, namely smuggling, were baseless. In short, Kakavan spent 6 months in prison for no legal reason.
By some illegal export or re-export of various goods, toward Iran from the United States. And on these bases, they had asked friends to arrest him and send Mr. Kakavan to the United States on the basis of the treaty.
I again said that, but I haven't done any of this. I don't know what these charges are. Perhaps it is mistaken. My blood pressure had risen because of the shock I had.
یک ام دولت نمیتواند برای اتباع سایر کشورهای دنیا تصمیم بگیره. مگه ایران میتونه یه قانون بگذارنه که ما هر جای دنیا یا آمریکا دیدیم بگیریمش؟ میتونیم همچین قانون بگذارنیم؟ امکان نداره. همچی چیزی نی.
They asked so many questions from my wife in some separate rooms, and my wife was really terrified.
Thank you.
After she was sentenced for 5 years and 3 months, she was sent to Danbury Correctional Center, again a federal jail. But she could see the sky after 18 months.
Shahrzad Mirholi Khan is serving a 5-year sentence for buying a pair of night vision cameras. But the truth is that Shahrzad acted as an interpreter in a meeting between her husband and an undercover CIA agent posing as a salesman of night vision goggles in Austria. After the meeting, Shahrzad and her husband are arrested by Austrian police. After spending 28 days in detention, Shahrzad was deported to Iran. But 2 years later, on a request from Washington, she was arrested in Cyprus and extradited to the US. There, she was put on trial again, illegally, and handed a 5-year sentence.
I have asked different NGOs to help Shahrzad. I sent more than 100 emails to different authorities, American authorities, and to human rights authorities, but there was no reply.
I want to attract your attention to the request that the American had made. It was a baseless request. And based on this request, they made a terrible life for me.
But it was 1.5 years. A very hard time for Mr. Kakavan, with no doubt. Hopefully, he didn't stay in jail all that time, but he stayed 5 months, which is extremely difficult.
And as they wanted to deviate the France justice, they had made some other charges. I am a normal businessman. I hadn't done anything illegal.
To be released on bail is unusual, yes, but I believe the court in his wiseness and has understood maybe that Mr. Kakavan was not the type of criminal that would on one hand try to run away of France.
On the 20th of March 2009, Majid Kakavan was arrested at the Charles de Gaulle Airport in France, according to the US extradition law, and charged with smuggling military equipment. This despite the fact that according to the extradition accord between the US and France, it was illegal for the US to order such an arrest. The US can only request an extradition from France if the accused has also flouted French law. Kakavan had not violated any French or international law. Kakavan was kept in prison before being acquitted.
But what the United States did, which I believe is clearly unfair, and was unfair for Mr. Kakavan.
So they tried to make a forgery document. They fabricated an invoice. It was very interesting for me. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that the Americans are doing this to forge a document, to make fabricated documents, just to justify their request.
They've tried to fool the French courts by saying that this was nuclear item for nuclear purposes, which would have been prohibited in France if that was true. But that has never been true, and it was proven that these goods were quite common goods. Some of them was valued $1 or 60 cents of a dollar, and could be freely purchased in every supermarket of this world.
Why is our mother in jail right now? This is a very sensitive age. Mm-hmm. We are two children.
And we need our mother.
We need our mother to be with us. She's innocent. This isn't her fault, and the case is over. It's over, but she has gone to prison again.
During the last 3 years, I had a lot of problems. I had a lot of medical problems. I had a heart attack. I had a stroke, a very weak stroke. And I had something called Bell's palsy. The left part of my face didn't work.
To the court, so they understand what was happening.
The court was shocked. It was very interesting for me to see when the prosecutor in French court saw this report that our expert had prepared, he suddenly said that, do you mean that the Americans have been cheating us?
And therefore, that in no way it was either dual use or armaments or any sensitive items that would have been prohibited. And we have reasons to believe that the United States have known it since day one.
Well, we know that she's innocent, and we hope that all these interviews will make her come back sooner.
Yeah, and we love her so much, and she's got our support here, so we're here for her, and we will try our best for her to come.
After the release of Mr. Kakavan, the United States were clear that we'll continue to look for him and to try to arrest him at the first possible time.
America wants to export its own internal domestic laws to all over the world.
قرارداد داخلی امریکا نمیتواند تسری بکند به خارج از مرزهای کشور.
I think one of the reasons that Shahzad is still there in jail is the distrust that exists between the governments of Iran and the USA.
And who is going to answer it? And who is going to compensate it for me?
People like Shahzad are the victims, I think, of this kind of relations that I hope it gets better and they be released.
I think why our mother is there, because she's still innocent, is one of the reasons is the problems between America and Iran.
A few months before Iran appeared before the ICJ over the 444-day hostage crisis, many questions came to my mind about why the student followers of the Imam's line did what they did. After extensive research and after interviewing several people about it in the past months, I began to look at the incident from a new perspective. The confessions of American officials to their country's support for Iraq during the imposed war, their attack on Iran's oil platforms, their shooting down of an Iranian civilian aircraft, and the U.S. lack of commitment to the Algiers Accords all help me understand how this wall of distrust has been erected, something that those students saw coming 30 years ago.